Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How can I assist you?
Yes, this is Brenda Santiago. Several days.
Thank you for calling customer support. How can I assist you?
Yes, you're charging me for something I didn't order.
Can I have your zip code?
91788 is my zip code.
You said 91782?
86.
Okay. Person last name?
Hello?
First and last name?
Santiago.
Okay. First name, ma'am?
Brenda.
Okay, ma'am, and for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
Verify my what?
Address.
Address 1441 Alta Avenue, Upland, California, 91786.
Okay, and thank you so much for verifying that information for me. I do see here that you have purchased our Allure Skin Company cream, skin cream. You also purchased our eye serum, and as well
I didn't order that. It just, I don't know how it popped on the order, and I couldn't stop it. So I received that one. Okay. But the next one, you ordered something else for me for $90-something dollars? I don't want any of that.
No, ma'am. When you purchased the Allure Skin eye serum and also the Allure Skin skin cream moisturizer, okay, you were enrolling into a 14-day trial for a subscription to this product. If you did not call within your 14 days to cancel, which was the 9th of February, you were billed the full price on the 10th of February for $98.95 and
$99.95. I didn't read any of that on the email. I just wanted to try the cream.
Yes, ma'am. It was in terms and conditions at the time of purchase.
So you charged me $50 and another, and now you're charging me $98?
Well, you spent $29.95 straight out on some instant lift eye serum. And then you purchased the 14-day trial to the eye serum and then the skin cream. So that's the reason why you were charged the $98.95 and the $99.95. Because you did not, because you didn't call within your 14 days to cancel your subscription.
I did not know that I was signing up for the trial, ma'am. I did not read that.
I definitely understand what you're saying, ma'am, but unfortunately, these are the terms and conditions of product.
So you charged me $200?
Yes, ma'am. You were billed that for the subscription.
I'm going to call my credit card to cancel these because you guys are ripping off people. I did not order any of that. You're charging me $200.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't send me nothing else. I don't want nothing else from you.
Okay, well,
and I will report you to the Better Business Bureau, too.
Okay, ma'am. So what we can do as a courtesy is definitely cancel out the account so you can no longer be billed for any more products or receive any more products.
Yeah, but you already ripped me off for $200.
Well, no, ma'am. We didn't rip you off. Unfortunately,
yes, you
didn't fully read the terms and conditions.
I call you every day and you don't answer the phone to cancel the damn thing.
Well, ma'am, we were able to get through to us today.
Yeah, after I waited, I don't know how long in the phone. Over a half hour, I waited on the phone.
And to leave your number for a call back. Yes, ma'am, and we the opportunity to leave your number as a call back. But it was up to you to leave your number
and
as
then,
a call back.
Yeah, and then you'll never call me back.
Yes, ma'am, we call all of our customers.
It looks like
back.
You guys are really bad news. I will call my credit card.
Well,
and
ma'am,
I don't want to hear from
you and your
ever
credit card
again.
Company. Well, ma'am, if your credit card company does view that these charges are valid, please do not contact us. You'll have to get in contact with your bank if they, because we have to give them the information of purchase, which means we have to show them the terms and conditions that you agreed to at the time of purchase. Okay, so hold the line for me while I get this counseled out for you.
I didn't ever even order any of this shit. Rip off! Are you in the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here with you. Bear
okay.
with me while I get
another
this
thing I'm going to tell you. Right after I ordered the first time, I sent you an email saying I did not order that.
No, ma'am.
You
told
me
send
to
an
call.
Email. One thing about it, ma'am, you cannot send us an email to counsel. At the time of purchase, when you purchased that product, before you entered in your email, I mean, your credit card information, they gave you our telephone number to counsel. So that's
yeah.
The, you
and,
you.
And I
so,
told you on the email that I don't want that.
No,
and
ma'am. You can't
they still
cancel through email,
me the
ma'am.
200.
You can't cancel through email, ma'am. You must cancel through phone. You can't cancel
through phone that you don't answer.
Well, ma'am, you got through
today.
Today.
You know I've been calling every single day since that day.
Well, ma'am, you could have left your phone number for us to give you a call back. We call all of our customers back if your number is in our car back queue.
How do I know? How do I know? You sound like you don't ever answer the phone. Every time I wait over half hour on the phone. That's not customer service.
Okay, ma'am. We have successfully canceled that account. You will no longer receive any more products or rebill for any more products. You should receive an email within 24 to 48 hours confirming that your subscription with us has been canceled. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Thanks for ripping me off.
Okay. Well, thank you so very
thanks
much
a
for
lot.
Calling customer support.
Terrible
have a great
company,
day.
And I will report you. I mean it. I will report you. I'm a senior
okay,
citizen.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank
you
you
rip
so
me off.
Very much for calling.